Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And welcome to Make It Happen Monday, the second hour in Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you this Monday edition. You dialed into the show, you start the week off right. That's a good way to start it off, especially after eating all that junk and crap yesterday at the football watching TV, right? And if your team lost, today, the study that I just reported on in the first hour says you're probably going to eat 28% more saturated fat. If your team won, today you're going to probably eat 16% less. So here in Tampa Bay, the Bucks lost. So there's a little bit more heft here in the Bay Area today with people. And I suspect before this season is over, we will have a lot more overweight people. That's the prediction. It's a shame. It's depressing, quite frankly. However, we're going to make it happen. It's Make It Happen Monday. We got to make it happen. We can't wait for somebody else to make it happen with regard to our health, wellness, and well-being. My guest today, always love having her on. Always learn something with her. See, just in that first hour, she's talking about Dr. Braverman. Who says 5 to 7, are you ready? Tablespoons of herbs and spices every day for your brain and your immune system. And she knows Dr. Braverman, and he is brave, I am sure. And he is a man, right, Sally?
Yes, he's a common sense medical doctor. And when your brain is healthy, you're not going to gain the weight.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to Dr. Braverman in a minute because you guided me right to where I wanted to go today.
All right.
I wanted to talk about a plant-based diet, but since you emphasized that you got my, in 8 years, as a guest said, 5 to 7 tablespoons of herbs and spices a day. So now you got my attention, and we're going to talk about plant-based diets, and one of the gifts of the plant world are herbs and spices. We'll put the focus there, and what herbs and spices Dr. Braverman really thinks will contribute to our health. And, of course, Sally represents Greens Plus, great company. And in our culture, meat is the center of the meal. The vegetables are just like curtains hanging in a room. They just sort of dress up things. It should, in my opinion, it should be more the other way around. People say, well, how are you going to get your protein? I didn't say we shouldn't get protein. I'm saying that we treat vegetables as a side dish. Why? Why do they have to be a side dish? Why can't they be a primary dish? Right, Sally? That's doable, is it not?
Yes, it is. And for people that eat meats, they can spike them with herbs and spices to make them even healthier than most people.
But according to Dr. Braverman, they do more than spike, amp up, make the food more tastier. Dr. Braverman, from what I could just glean from a real quick search on him, he takes the position that herbs and spices are central to staying healthy. Have I taken them too far?
No, that's correct. He also believes in a rainbow diet, which is plant-based. So we're all on the same page here.
Have you met Dr. Braverman?
Yes, I have.
Is he a nice guy?
Yes, he's a very, very busy man. He's incredibly intelligent, and he's amazing because he puts what people eat into very easy, attainable goals. And years ago, he studied with Atkins. So he does like protein, but he has gravitated to a plant-based diet the more he's gone into this, but he has added herbs, spices, and tea as the way for us to get over the food contamination issue, the obesity issue, the sleeping, weight maintenance, healthy weight, obesity, and with these additional shield of nutrition that's very cost-effective, attainable, and it makes your food taste great, you can do it.
Hmm. How old of a man is Braverman? I'm trying to get his generation.
He's in his early 50s, I think.
So, okay. So he comes from a generation with meat and potatoes.
Yes, yes.
And I, like Dr. Braverman, I have moved more and more towards a plant-based diet. I still eat sardines, anchovies, tuna, some chicken. And in fact, I mentioned to you this morning on the phone, I even quit buying the rotisserie chicken. I won't mention which store. Hold on. And I feel better. And you said, well, Doc, why don't you get a organic chicken, right? Uh-huh. Is that what you said?
Yep.
And you know what? I feel better. You know why? Because I'm not – those chickens – are filled with hormone, not the organic type, hormones, antibiotics, and whatnot. You know what? I feel a little better. I do notice a difference.
Yes, there is a difference in the type of chicken we consume.
Mm-hmm.
And you said healthy chickens available. It's choices.
Never mind. The chickens I'm thinking of have nothing to do with the chickens and the never mind. people of my generation know what I'm talking about. there are healthy chickens available. I love that. We got a shortage on healthy chickens here. tell us more about Dr. Braverman. Is there a book that you can recommend?
Yes, his very first book that he wrote almost 10 years ago is only a $9.95, you know, under $10 book, and it explains the way the brain works. It's called The Edge Effect, E-D-G-E, Effect, E-F-F, E-C-T. And then his later books, he goes more into dietary protocols in younger you and younger, thinner you. And he will go into detail. He even has dinners and meals done by brain neurotransmitter protocols. Like if you need more energy and you may be addicted to sweet foods, he has dopamine, what foods are going to raise the dopamine levels in the brain so you don't crave these bad foods.
Some of my favorite spices. I don't mean to put you on the spot. What's the difference between, and I've asked other guests this question and I've stumped them. Not intentionally. My intention is not to embarrass the guests or stump them. I don't do that. And I've asked, I said, person comes on, they're representing a particular supplement. They'll call it an herb. I'll say, but isn't it really a spice? And I'll say, there's no difference.
Yes, there is.
Thank you. What's the difference?
The spices are usually dried seeds or the barks of the plant. The herbs are the fresh leaves. Watery type plants, but a lot of the spices, like turmeric, is a root. Cinnamon is the bark. Cloves is a seed head.
All right, let me stop you before you go. See, that's why I love having you on the show. I, like you, see a difference between herbs and spices. They're not the same thing.
They are not the same.
Let's repeat what you just said, because there's people listening to this show right now that find this interesting and important. At least I do, because there is research to suggest that herbs and spices are, quite frankly, most people see them as ways to amplify food, make it taste better. That's all true, but they don't see it as nutritional medicine.
Correct.
Okay. spices. What are spices again, generally?
Spices are usually dried. They are not served fresh as much. Except
dried
for,
what? Dried.
They are dried roots, but they can be fresh, like turmeric. But they're either roots, bulbs, seeds, and sometimes flowers. But and they're the barks of things like trees and plants, like the woody plants.
Okay. What are herbs?
Herbs are the fresh leaves and or flowers. Like basil is a leaf. Oregano is a leaf. Thyme is a leaf. Mm-hmm. Parsley is a leaf. Cilantro is a leaf.
This is good. I'm liking this.
And it's fresh. You can dry them, and they become more intense in flavor, but there is a difference where cinnamon is actually the bark of a woody plant.
So it would be a spice.
Yes.
All right, we come back. We're going to learn more. Herbs and spices, plant-based diet. Better than a meat-based diet, in my opinion. We'll be back.
Hi, I'm Brenda Watson with Renew Life Formulas. Our world is getting more toxic every day. I formulated CleanSmart over 10 years ago, and since then we've sold over 1 million. Why? Because it's simply the best, most effective herbal cleanse out there. CleanSmart is perfect for frequent cleansers, but it's also great for a first-time cleanse if you have occasional constipation. The formula helps get rid of toxins, restore bowel regularity, boost energy, and can even help you lose weight. We only use vegetable capsules and pure herbs, nothing else. After all, why put more toxins in your body when you're trying to get them out? It's no wonder Renew Life is the largest cleansing company in America and why people have trusted CleanSmart for over 12 years. Try it today, combined with Fiber Smart and Oil Smart from Renew Life, available at health food stores everywhere.
While there is no magic pill, staying healthier just got a little easier. For a limited time, the already discounted prices at Vitamin Discount Center are even lower. Your favorite national brands of vitamins, sports nutrition, anti-aging, pet health, supplements for the whole family cost even less. For over 10 years, Vitamin Discount Center has been your neighborhood nutrition resource, no matter where you live. Vitamin Discount Center was founded on the idea of providing healthy shoppers with the highest quality products at discounted prices. Now you'll save even more on the products you love and trust. Visit VDCUSA.com to shop thousands of products and check out the newest feature, everyday free shipping on select items. Vitamin Discount Center. Call us at 877-832-8722. That's 877-832-8722. Or visit us on the web at VDCUSA.com. Vitamin Discount Center. For life, for less.
Are you able to consume the recommended 6 to 8 servings of fresh fruits and vegetables in a day for optimal health and well-being? Who has time to prepare and eat that many servings? Now there is a way to consume 5 whole servings of fresh fruits and vegetables in an easy-to-mix drink. That's half of your daily recommended servings in one drink. Introducing Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst Powder, made up of 29 enzymatically alive whole foods, along with 7 antioxidant-rich berry extracts in a delicious powder form that you can easily mix into water or your favorite fruit juice. Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst contains sea vegetables, probiotics, organic grasses, and herbal extracts that help to support the immune system, providing increased energy, provide an alkaline pH, and cleanse and detoxify the body. No heat is used in the processing of Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst, so it is enzymatically alive, just like fresh fruits and vegetables. You can find Greens Plus Wild Berry Burst at your local health food store. Ask for it by name.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Solgar, providing science-based supplements since 1947. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Now introducing Zinnia for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
5 to 7 tablespoons of herbs and spices should be included in your day-to-day nutrition. That's according to Dr. Sally Bird, who has followed some of the principles and recommendations of Dr. Eric Braverman. And Dr. Braverman is a traditional allopathically trained physician, right?
Yes, he is.
And somewhere along the way, Dr. Braverman got pretty smart here, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I wonder what, boy, I'd love to get him on the show.
Yeah, he studied other cultures. Just look at India and all the spices they use for food preservatives and what it does for the food and the Mediterranean diet and a lot of the Asian diets. They're loaded with herbs and spices.
In the book that you recommended, The Edge Effect, and what was the other one?
My favorite book that I use as a resource guide all the time is Younger, Thinner, You Diet.
Younger, Thinner, You Diet.
And the subcategory is how understanding your brain chemistry can help you lose weight, reverse aging, and fight disease. It's a fascinating book.
Does he talk about herbs and spices in there?
Yeah, there's charts and everything. It's how I remember how things are linking into what parts of the brain that it's utilizing at the time.
Where's Dr. Braverman from?
He is in New York on Park Avenue. There's an institute called the Path Medical Center. He's also connected in with Life Extension, so he does come to South Florida. And he is always teaching at the two anti-aging shows every year, Orlando in April and Las Vegas in December.
So he's pretty well respected.
Very well respected. Mm-hmm.
He's not some fly-by-night crackpot.
No. He's mm-hmm. He does very extremely well. He's been doing this for a long time, and
See, I don't know much about.
Sense, yeah.
I'm relying on you here. You know, I can't know everything, so I'm relying on you to tell us about Dr. Braverman. I don't have firsthand knowledge, or even I can't even give a secondhand account of Dr. Braverman because I haven't researched him. And I'm learning right now along with the listener about Dr. Braverman and his not only infatuation, but he's become convinced that herbs and spices, part of the plant world, are a key to staying healthy. It's not just the fruits and the vegetables, but it's the herbs and the spices.
Because of increasing contamination of our food and the limits in how much food we can possibly consume in one day.
How smart.
You know, time constraints, too. So
he's right about that.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Bump up the nutrition. Why not?
Do you get 5 to 7 tablespoons of herbs and spices every day?
I do because I use Greens Plus Vanilla Chai. Is an easy fix, and I
Greens Plus
even sometimes, Dr. Garko, I'm on the road and I go buy fresh organic basil and I actually carry it with me and will bring it into the restaurant to put on my food because I don't like boring plain food. I love it.
These waiters got to think you're some lunatic.
Or I'll pay for it, but many people don't have it. Or I eat other people's garnishes, like the little stick of rosemary. The little time that comes when you order lamb.
What do you do? Walk around from table to table? Can I have your garnish?
No, I'm not.
Can I have your garnish? Excuse me. My name's Sally. Can I borrow your garnish, please?
I know. You got to eat the garnishes. They're usually the most healthy part of the meal.
You're the person when they put a tulip on your potatoes or whatever at the restaurant. You'll eat the tulip, but you won't eat the potatoes.
I'll eat violets, nasturtiums, all the flowers. They're not really considered herbs and spices. They're flowers, but they do have high, powerful nutritional.
Do you eat flowers, Sally?
Yes, I do.
Stephen's laughing. He's got this smirk on his face, that sign for cuckoo.
No, that's not fair. No. I'm laughing at you because of the expression on your face that you said when you asked that.
Doc, I know. I'm going to refer to my mother one more time. She used to go out into the woods and pick fresh purple violets, and that's what she'd serve at Christmas. She would make violet jam, cold. The purple color. I'm serious.
We're getting a kick out of this because your poor mom, she was so way ahead of her time.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was.
How smart she was. She
and
went out and picked
some flowers.
I'll be darned.
Fantastic for you. Instead of putting black pepper on your food, which causes an upset stomach, put nasturtiums on it. Tastes just like black pepper. I don't do it with every meal, of course. I eat basil flowers.
Okay. My favorite herb, let's see. I got to be careful now when I say herbs or spices. I like basil. I use basil all the time. I'm buying, and I want to ask you about basil in a minute, fresh basil.
Okay.
I cayenne pepper. I put it on everything. Oregano, like nobody's business.
Uh-huh.
Watch that oregano go all the time. Oregano, garlic, needless to say, both fresh as well as aged garlic. I like the Kyolic aged garlic extract. Uh-huh. I used Kyolic's liquid garlic, the aged garlic. Have you ever used that?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What else? Some other Italian herbs. Quite frankly, I confess, my repertoire of day-to-day herbs on foods, although I use those I just told you almost every day, it's not like yours. I'm not getting I've never had 5 to 7 tablespoons of herbs and spices in a day, ever in my life. I'm confessing.
Time to start.
What's my penance?
Would you like to know what they're doing to your brain?
Tell us.
Well, the basil is just so awesome for so many people, and people do like the taste of basil, but it's also boosting dopamine and acetylcholine. So you're getting an energy drive, plus you're helping your memory every time you eat basil.
Hmm.
And then the cayenne is another dopamine driver. It's keeping your energy level up.
So what's in the Greens Plus Vanilla Chai that Greens Plus makes that's going to help me get 5 to 7 tablespoons of herbs and spices every
because
day.
Because 1 tablespoon of the vanilla chai is equal to 35 servings of fruits and vegetables.
But those
that's
aren't...
That's how powerful. It's the vanilla bean.
But those aren't herbs and spices. But vegetables aren't herbs or spices.
Vanilla bean is a spice.
Okay.
It's a dried pod. It's a dried plant.
Okay.
And that boosts your dopamine levels and serotonin levels in the brain. Then they use copious amounts of Cilion, the true cinnamon, in there, 350 milligrams.
Okay.
And they use a lot of ginger.
I love ginger.
Licorice root.
I went out with some friends, and we went to an Asian restaurant, a Thai restaurant, and we ordered, you know, our food, and they sushimi, right?
Yes.
And they brought I just blanked. What do they serve with the sashimi, you know?
Oh, wasabi.
Wasabi and
that's a root, horseradish.
And ginger. Yeah. Thank you, Stephen. I'm blanking. Ginger. Oh. So I ate my buddy's ginger on his plate. He didn't want to eat it. And then I ate his brother's. And then I asked the waitress to bring me extra ginger. She brought looked like a bowl full of ginger. I ate it all. They were laughing at me.
So how many? Ginger is such a good brain stimulator. It helps you with energy and digestion and circulation.
It also cleared the palate, too.
Yes.
Yeah, they were laughing at me. They said, what are you doing? That's like a cup full of ginger. You're not supposed to eat all. I said, who said? I said, it tastes great. I feel good. I like it.
So you had your 7 tablespoons.
Oh, I had
right
more
there.
Than seven. It was more
yeah,
than seven.
You did. See?
All right.
You can do it.
This is one of those shows where I'm learning right along with the listener. I'm not a know-it-all. I'm trying to get there, but, you know, that's not going to happen. I'm not like you.
I just learned from the masters. So.
I know. And when Sally tells you she does something, trust me, I know Sally. Her integrity is impeccable. If she tells you she's getting 5 to 7 herbs and spice tablespoons a day of herbs and spices, believe you me, she's probably getting that and much more. Unbelievable. Herbs and spices, so underrated. Be back.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Make It Happen Monday on Let's Talk Nutrition. And remind you that in the last segment of this second hour, I always have the Vitamin Discount Center health question of the day. If you have the correct answer, you'll win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. Diets that are high in fruits and vegetables, when you look across different countries, whether it's the United States, the United Kingdom, for example, Canada, you're hard-pressed to find a country that says, eat a diet that's high in fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables And I'm more of a fan of eating more vegetables than fruit for different reasons. Historically have held or occupy a place of nutritional importance in different cultures. Why? Because you find vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and so on in vegetables and fruit. Moreover, vegetables and fruit are rich in dietary fiber. So, Sally, I looked at those three countries, Canada, United Kingdom, and the United States. In Canada, they recommend vegetable, fruit, 7 to 8 servings for adults, 4 to 6 for children. That's a lot. United Kingdom, they talk about portions. They recommend 5 portion. A portion is 80 grams, which is 3 teaspoons of vegetable. So they recommend 5 portions. United States, they have in Canada, it's called Canada's Food Guide. In the United Kingdom, it's called the Eat Well Plate. In the United States, it's called My Plate, or Eat Off Somebody Else's Plate. No, My Plate. And they recommend servings, cups, looks like 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. So it looks like Canada, 7 to 8. How many do you eat a day, a cup of fruits and vegetables and fruit?
Because I supplement with Greens Plus, I am getting a large amount, like 70 to 80 vegetables a day.
How many cups do you think you're getting?
10? At least 4 cups of veggies and maybe 1 fruit.
When you take the Greens Plus, how does it translate? Because a lot of people are not going to eat 7 to 8 servings like, you know, the Canadians recommend. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They're not going to eat 7 to 8 servings of vegetables and fruit. So if you do like the Greens Plus powder product to make your drink, what does it translate into cups?
It's the nutrition from the algaes and the grasses and the herbs and the spices and the berries and the food or the cacao into what people would get from eating fruits and vegetables. So it gives nutrition plus out of it. So the regular greens, the raw superfood, is about 6 servings of fruits and veggies every day, period, just for 1 tablespoon. You get a lot of bang for the buck. The berries, about 5.
How do they do that? How can you get – I'm asking. I'm not –
They're breaking down the nutritional components of the food and equating it to what somebody would get out of eating a half a cup of corn or green beans or peas or broccoli. They're also breaking down the ORAC, the natural anti-inflammation capacity of that food. What's it going to do for you? Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool because just eating a bowl of broccoli – depending on where the broccoli was grown, how it's prepared, what it's served with, may or may not be a healthy food.
Now, speaking of broccoli, do the stems, you know, when you go to the store, you can buy the tips of the broccoli?
Yes, they're more powerful.
What about the stems?
They're fine, but the nutrition is powerful whenever you get to a seed or a flower of a plant, herbs and spices. So the broccoli flowers or florets are where most of the nutrition is found.
Okay, good. Because I buy the florets because it gets too expensive. You buy the broccoli, you get the stem.
You throw it away or make soup.
Right, exactly. So that's a waste of money. I just get the florets.
Yeah, much better. Better choice.
The Greens Plus, then, for people, if you want to get more, you can still eat your meat, but you're saying take the Greens Plus products, mix it. What do you mix the powders with? What do you like to mix them with?
I mix them with water and tea because, again, I'm bumping up the nutrition. I am I drink copious amounts of green mate ginger tea because it lends another level of protection and nutrition for the body. Most people, however, love all the green drinks with almond milk or coconut water.
Was it you that said you don't like the idea of mixing those greens with protein powder?
Correct.
Why?
Unless you do it double.
What's that mean, do double?
Like, you can do your greens separately in the morning, and then after exercise, mix them with protein so the protein powder is not as acidic. Greens are an alkaline, balanced food. When you mix them with an acid food, like protein powder, it's going to become more acidic.
I see.
So you're not going to get the full bang of a powerful alkaline food.
So you're saying at least once a day you should do the greens plus. How do you refer to it? Powdered drink? What do you call it?
I call it a powdered superfood drink.
Okay. You should do that by itself at least once a day, and then if you want to mix it with protein, go ahead.
Absolutely. Even if you just added a teaspoon into the protein, it'll knock some of the acid off.
Okay. Go. In terms of herbs, does rosemary, basil, cumin, sage, saffron, cayenne, cinnamon, turmeric, oregano, coriander, thyme, garlic? Doctor, I was reading an article during one of the breaks. Dr. Braverman, they said in this article, he recommends there's 35 herbs and spices that he recommends.
Yeah, he does the whole gamut, all different countries. I mean, he's amazing.
Does he have herbs and spices for memory?
Oh, yes.
Hmm. And in the book that you said, the one, Edge Effect, which was one of the early books, and then the other one, Younger, Thinner, You Diet, it's not just about weight loss.
No, and that's where the title, he really needs to rename the book, because this book is his best reference book on how to survive the American diet, okay? It's a great book, both for weight, brain health, aging well, and he gives you the food and the diets, and he gives you recipes in the back. It's great.
How to survive the American diet.
Yeah.
I know, you laugh.
It's tough,
you laugh.
People. It's tough.
Yeah, you laugh, but you know what? That's all you can do, because it is almost comical that to refer to food like that. The way we eat in this country, I mean, we have it all upside down. Our food plate. Give me a break. What food plate?
It's sad. It's extremely sad. And people are being misguided.
Yeah, standard American diet is sad.
Mm-hmm.
S-A-D.
Mm-hmm.
I like Dr. Braverman, you said that he's converted more to a plant-based diet. I have, too. I mean, boy, it's been a long journey. I finally got there. Now, you were somebody whose mother, you grew up, God bless her, she was out picking violets so that you all could eat them.
That's right, and rose petals and nasturtiums. Those are the three flowers that our household ate. Plus basil and rosemary flowers.
Now,
at the Italians, Doc. Eat zucchini flowers.
I'm not making this up. When I was a little boy, my mom took me and we bought seeds and I grew flowers in the yard. All kinds of flowers. I would eat them.
See?
I remember sitting in my flower garden eating them. I said, I guess I must have thought, as a little kid, little boy, hell, I grew them. I might as well eat them.
That's fantastic.
I ate them. My mom said to me one day, what are you doing? I'm eating the flowers.
Autumn is here. It's a time of transition. Just as nature changes and prepares to move into winter, so do our mind, body, and spirit. Oftentimes, though, in making that transition, our health gets compromised because of the stress associated with the fall changes in lifestyle, routines, and weather, not to mention the stress-filled holidays. Hi, this is Dr. Michael Garka, host of Let's Talk Nutrition. Please join me October 18th from 1 to 4 for the Vitamin Discount Center Health and Wellness Fair in New Tampa. While hosting the VDC Health and Wellness Fair, I'll be broadcasting Let's Talk Nutrition from 2 to 4, talking about how to make a healthy transition from fall into winter. Along with demos and screenings, talk with health experts, receive product giveaways, and win prizes worth hundreds of dollars. So join me October 18th from 1 to 4 at the VDC store in New Tampa, 10359 Crocs Creek Boulevard, 2 miles east of Bruce B. Downs near Quarry Lake Isles. For more details, call 813-991-7769. Don't let your health fall behind this autumn. I'll see you at the fair.
For nearly 15 years, Nordic Naturals has been setting the standard of high-quality fish oil, offering exceptional taste, industry-leading purity, and unsurpassed freshness. But did you know that all fish oils are not created equal? Lower quality fish oil can contain environmental toxins, such as mercury, have a fishy taste or smell due to rancidity, or be harvested unsustainably. Nordic Naturals is a brand you can always rely on, just as medical doctors and researchers have for years. All Nordic Natural fish oils are third-party tested to exceed all international standards for purity and freshness, and are in the natural triglyceride form to ensure optimal absorption and thus better results. Nordic Naturals fish oils also offer the reassurance that our fish are always sourced sustainably according to Norwegian fishing policies, which are the most stringent in the world. Taste for yourself why Nordic Naturals is the leading omega-3 fish oil brand in the U.S. Visit NordicNaturals.com today. Nordic Naturals, committed to a healthy planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
If you suffer from poor digestion, lack of energy, low immunity, or weight gain, fight back by restoring your body's vitality with pure whole food supplements from Garden of Life. Garden of Life is the premier manufacturer of premium whole food nutritional supplements. Created by Jordan Rubin, Garden of Life uses only the highest quality whole foods in their products. Garden of Life also uses a proprietary fermentation process that delivers essential nutrients in a way that gives them maximum potency and absorption. Give your body what it deserves. Give it Garden of Life. Available at vitamin discount centers and fine health food stores everywhere. Or visit www.gardenoflife.com. Garden of Life, empowering everyone to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Rainbow Light Certified Organics for a stronger state of health. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Now Foods, our products work. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
We're headed into this last segment. Here's the vitamin discount health question of the day. Sally gave the answer a little bit ago. Herbs and spices. Which of the following description is a spice? Are spices leaves and flowers? Or are spices dried roots, bulbs, seeds, flowers, and barks, different barks? Which one are spices? Leaves and flowers, or dried roots, bulbs, seeds, and barks? It's easy. 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Hillsboro, 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK. In other words, what's a spice? Or an herb here. Which one of the following is a spice? Is a spice constituted of just primarily leaves and flowers? Or are spices constituted more of dried roots, bulbs, seeds, maybe flowers too, and barks? The phone line's lit right up. This has been an interesting show. I honestly didn't plan it to move this direction, but I go with the flow oftentimes, and where the guest sometimes takes me, I will go. And Sally took me to herb. She got my attention when she said, oh, you need to have 5 to 7 tablespoons of herbs and spices every day. I know Sally. She's not out there in the thin ether or on the perimeter. She's a pretty rational individual with a lot of experience and knows her stuff. So when she says something, I'm paying attention. And it turns out that Dr. Braverman, his first name's Eric, right?
Yes.
Dr. Braverman is a great, and there are others too. I immediately started to do some real quick survey of the literature, and I'm finding there are other, you know, herbs and spices have been around a long, long time, thousands of years. But there's, you know, proponents like Dr. Braverman who says, you know, there are at least 35 herbs and spices that should be part of your nutrition, part of your diet, at least 35. There may be more. I don't know. So I didn't expect it to take that turn, but I went that. I took it because, you know, you just got to. Sometimes spontaneity leads to a great outcome. Let's go to Scott in Bradenton. Scott, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition on this Make It Happen Monday. It's great to have you on.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate all the information I'm getting from both of you today.
It's fun, isn't it, to learn?
Oh, much.
Yeah,
very much.
I love it. So what are spices? Are they more constituted of leaves and flowers, or are spices more made up of dried roots, bulbs, seeds, maybe some flowers and barks?
The dried roots, bulbs, and seeds.
Yeah, that's right. And so I've had guests, you know, Scott, I've had guests on the show. They're, you know, they'll say they're talking about one thing or another, and they'll say, well, this herb, and I'll say, well, isn't it a spice? Nah, they mean the same thing. They don't mean the same thing. They don't mean the same thing. Sally pointed
thanks
that
to the
out.
Two of you, I've had my learn something for the day.
Yeah. So, you know, I have maybe four or five herbs and spices that I include in my diet on a regular basis, but I'm not doing 5 to 7 tablespoons. I'm going to have to see how I work this in. Maybe I start taking more greens plus vanilla chai or some other of their products. I'll get it that way. But I'm going to make an earnest effort to try and do this more and read more and maybe do even more shows on herbs and spices when I have Sally come back. But you won a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center, Scott. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening to the show, by the way. We appreciate it very much. Thank you, Scott.
And I definitely appreciate you and your guests.
Thank you. Thank you. I take that as a high compliment. See, Sally? People love that stuff, man. You're learning. I didn't plan for the show to go this way. I had a different outline, but, you know, you took me there, so I went there.
Well, herbs can constitute part of our plant-based diet. I love to make salads with herbs. They're more powerful than lettuce.
So is there a book that focuses specifically besides Braverman? I wonder if there. I'm going to have to look into this because I admit this is an area where I need to become even more informed. I mean, again, I've always said to be a good talk show host, you have to take sort of a renaissance approach. You have to know a lot about a lot of things. You got to know the science and the art of things. But it's hard to know a lot about a lot of things. And so herbs, that's one of my areas where I need to, where the, you know, like the nuns would remind me, room for improvement.
So, well, there's another book that I've had for years. It was published in 2000 called Foods That Fight Disease by Lori Monzian, M-O-Z-I-A-N, and she's an RD, and Discover the Power of Food. And she has a lot of herbs and spices in this book also. And this was one of my Bibles, just getting started trying to teach herbs and spices. And I knew because I love to study different ethnic groups and what they eat, why people are aging the way they are. The people that age the best eat more herbs and spices.
What's her name?
Her name is Lori, L-A-U-R-I.
That's Lori.
And her last name is M-O-Z-I-A-N.
L-A-U-R-I. Lori, what's her last name?
M-O-Z-I-A-N. She's an RD in this book. It's called Foods That Fight Disease, and it was published in the year 2000, and it's a great, simple book about all the phytonutrients that are in the foods, and she lists a lot of herbs and spices in here.
Maybe herbs and spices would be a way to start to persuade people to eat more vegetables.
Yes.
You know, you start to jazz up, for lack of a better way to say it.
Most people don't even know how to cook a vegetable. It's boring.
Yeah, I mean, if you put, you know, you steam some broccoli, put it on a plate. I mean, the most hardcore of people, healthy people, would find that boring. You know, I use oregano. I put olive oil on it, oregano, some other Italian spices, maybe some curcumin or not curcumin, but cayenne. You know, some a little bit of from Parmesan cheese. By the time I'm done, man,
it tastes delicious.
You could eat a bowl of that. I mean, You could serve that even at a football game party. People wouldn't, you know, laugh at you. Uh-huh. Come to my house. We're gonna have cruciferous vegetables. Oh yeah, right. You'll be sitting there. You'll watch the game alone, all by yourself, Sally. I love you. Listen, you're the best. We love having you on this show. We can't wait to get you back. Listen to what Sally Bird has to take. Take Greens Plus products. Why? Because your health is your wealth. Your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Your body is exposed to toxins every day from your surroundings, diet, and lifestyle choices. Using all-natural psyllium fiber from Yerba Prima helps ensure optical health and regularity. Yerba Prima has dedicated nearly 30 years to developing and manufacturing all-natural stimulant-free internal cleansing products. Learn more at yerbaprima.com or visit your local health retailer. Yerba Prima, pioneer in internal cleansing products.
The multivitamin you take every day should be more than just an everyday multivitamin. Solgar Formula VM75 provides 75 milligrams of most of the important B vitamins. It also offers antioxidants and amino acid chelated minerals. Formula VM75 is kosher, vegetarian, and is available in tablets, vegetable capsules, and in iron or iron-free formulas. Stop in at the Vitamin Discount Center and make Solgar VM75 a part of your daily regimen today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. For more information, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com.
Give your body a boost with Vega Complete Whole Food Health Optimizer, an instant one-stop meal made exclusively from plant-based whole foods. Vega is backed with 5 types of protein, 100% RDI of vitamins and minerals, fiber, omega-3 and 6, EFAs, antioxidants, probiotics, and much more. Vega contains no animal products, dairy, gluten, soy, sugar, wheat, yeast, artificial sweeteners, GMOs, or pesticides. Learn more at myvega.com.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.